Blog Talk Radio.
I got over. Thank you, Lord, and how you got over. You wonder how I got over. By God's grace, we made it. This is Nancy Betty Harris. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, on this first Sunday in May. This year is passing, people. This year is passing. Time to get your house in order. This year is passing. Seems as if we just got through with New Year's. And now this is May. The first Sunday in May, May the 1st, my Lord, yeah, this is Nancy Betty Harris. I'm playing for the drunk driver's alcoholism. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. It seems that the drunk driver, my Lord, most of the time survive while the other party be killed or be injured. The drunk driver refused to limit their consumption of alcohol before they get behind the wheel. Now, you know what? These drunk drivers, it's something else. They run the stop sign, and they run the four-way stop sign, they run just a two-way stop sign, and a one-way stop sign, and run the red light. They run a red light. And the problem is, your loved one is dead. Your mama's dead. Your daddy, your brother, your loved ones, the people you know, they dead. But the drunk driver, 9 out of 10 times, they still, nothing happens to them. They might get a little strap. and hit your loved one in the day because someone driving drunk. They driving drunk. No, it's bad enough when you're driving anyway, you're going to use something to have an accident. But they driving drunk. No, they drunk. No, they have gotten two or three citations or the license be taken from them because they've been driving while they drunk. They don't think about other people's lives. You know, you taking other people, innocent people's lives because you were drunk. And you ran the red light as you ran the stop sign or as you were going too fast. Oh, hallelujah. It's a bitter pill to swallow when your loved one have died because someone was drunk behind the wheel. We take it for granted. We take it for granted. And people that you know, you don't know the people, some people, well, let me put it like this. People, you know, if you're drunk, you don't need to be behind the wheel. But they would do. They'd get behind the wheel and know they're too drunk to drive. And by the grace of God, see, we like to party and have a good time. But it's by the grace of God, some of us still alive. You pass by some of these people, you don't realize they're drunk, but they are drunk. But God's angels just protect you from being hit by that drunk driver. Because he's drunk as he can be. Drunk. One time one man said, I was so drunk one time I didn't even know how I got home. Now, wasn't that bad? He didn't know how he got home. He was so drunk. He made it home, but he didn't know how he made it home. He in the street for the trapping and people driving to and fro, and you so drunk you don't know how you got home? Y'all know, by the grace of God, that car that passed over different other cars, he could have hit him. Got to, you know, by the grace of God, it goes to show you how God protects his people, how God protects you, by how God protects us. We don't know. We have faced death many times and didn't even know it. We had faced death many times and we didn't know. Yeah. One man had literally said, I got better when I'm drinking. But you know what? He need a problem. He got a problem. He need praying for. He got a problem. When you can drive better while you're drunk than you can when you're sober, you got a mental problem. You need to be delivered. Yes, it's something down inside you. Something wrong. Mm-mm. My Lord, yeah, I'm talking about drunk driver, alcoholism. You know you are drunk. Why you just? Oh my God, you just gonna drink and don't want people to take the keys. You just say, oh, let me drive. No, I think I pride. I think you just pride. Don't want other folks to take the keys from you and let them drive. Oh, I can drive. I can drive. And go to these parties. Let me leave the house party first. So, yeah, this is Benson Bader had some of these drunk drivers. Yeah, by the grace of God, some of you are alive today. Because really, a drunk driver was driving beside you. A drunk driver was driving before you. In front of you. And a drunk driver was driving behind you. And drunk driver driving beside the other side, the left and the right. And I'm telling you too, you don't never know who driving beside you or who driving behind you. By the grace of God, we take things for granted. We don't seek the Lord. We don't pray, Lord, shield me, protect me as I go up and down this highway. No, drunk driving. I mean, you know, now, you know, drinking. My God, yeah. Been with drunk driver need the Lord gave me this. I listen to a program and sometimes you get a lot of thoughts. Sometimes listen to some of these TV shows and stuff, they'll give you insight and give you little ideas and thoughts. Yeah, drunk drivers. Yeah. Drunk drivers. I tell them we're talking about this bills, they going and they're going to say, yeah, so that we get drunk. Oh, my God. You know, on the news, we're going to get drunk. You know, we can get drunk. And they were interviewing some of the young women and stuff about this these different games and stuff, basketball games. I hear it says, yeah, we're going to get drunk. We won't have a good time. I'm not against having a good time, but in moderation, we want to have a good time. But still, when you have a good time, you never know when God's going to call you while you're having a good time. You're not saved. You haven't given your life to the Lord. You got to be careful. You got to tread lightly. You don't know what next day, you don't know the next minute. Death will call your name. They want to come out. They don't think, well, we're young, and, you know, they got to have some fun. Look, God is not a dummy. He's not a dummy. He know how to give you fun. But see, we want to go too far. We don't want to do it God's way. Now, God is not dummy. He's no dummy. He's no boo. He's not stupid. He's not silly. He know how to give you good fun. But what he does, he changed your good fun to the way he wants you to have good fun, where you would be happy with that. He changed your ideas of what type of fun you want. Oh, my Lord, talk about drunk driving. Bad. And then go to the party, and y'all having these house parties, and you know that person, it's in your house. It's drinking too much. You ought to stop and say, no, you're not going to drink anymore. But no, you don't say anything. He's so drunk. And then another thing, he won't let his wife drive the car. And then he won't let his girlfriend drive the car. Oh, I can drive. I can drive. And drunk is out of nowhere. Just they even walk straight. And you all let him drink that much at that house, and then let him leave the house. You don't have a limit. When you see that party, when you see your guest getting drunk, getting so drunk he can't even walk straight, you ought to put a stop to it. No, you can't. No, you not gonna have him anymore. But no, you let it go on. Well, my hurt his feeling. He getting mad. Well, let him get mad. No, you're not gonna get any more to drink unless somebody take you home, drive you home. We ought to put our foot down. No, but we don't. And put life at stake. He's drunk on behind the wheel. And sometimes it's daytime, sometimes it's nighttime, sometimes it's raining. Shoot. Rain is rough by itself. You can't have seen the line sometimes. It's raining so bad. Shoot. And he's drunk. My God, my God. No, I think they won't let nobody take the wheel. Oh, I can drive. I can drive. God put a stop to it. You know, you have seen it sometimes in the movies. These people at these bars, and he'd be drinking this and all. You have had enough. You have had enough. We need to put our foot down, and you're going to have people at your house drinking. So drinking, so you know they're too drunk to drive by themselves. Won't let you drive, won't let nobody else drive. No, you ought to say, no, you can't hold your liquor. Some people can't hold their liquor. I'm talking about drunk driver. I'm talking about alcoholism. Some of them are just an alcoholic. Just an alcoholic. You know they're an alcoholic, and then you got to put your foot down. No, you can't drink half the bottle up now. You can't keep drinking two or three glasses of whatever they're drinking. You know, we got to put our foot down. And then I know sometimes the person, the couple that have the house that invited you to a different party, a different get together. Yes, if he live there, he might get a sloppy drunk too, but at least he's going to be at home, and he's not going anywhere. Not going anywhere. I'm talking to one, you know, that person don't leave and get behind a wheel, and he's sloppy drunk. Oh, my God. Got my life at stake, your life at stake, and everybody else's life at stake. And poor children grieving their mama and their dad and their loved one because they were killed by a drunk driver. Yeah, you talk that talk, but look, you say, oh, it's not that bad. Yes, it is. You let your loved one be killed by a drunk driver. More than a notion. You know, to make you feel good, your mama dead, your daddy dead. My God. Yeah, it's a hurting thing. Because you got behind a wheel drunk, and somebody behind have gotten tickets 3 and 4 times, been convicted of a drunk driver. Yes, God gave me this drunk driver. So somebody been through with this, and somebody, they're trying to hit out somebody for getting involved in this situation and stop driving drunk. No, you have had too many. Can't you stop? I'm not telling you. Can't you stop? You just got to drink the whole bottle, have the bottle up, and just keep drinking and drinking and drinking because it's free? My God. People do a lot of things because it's free. Oh, it's free. It's free. No, it might be free, but look. Don't drink the whole bottle, liquor. Don't drink the whole bottle, whole pint, a half a pint. My God, my God. Don't just, you know, it's bad. It's so bad. Yes. Yeah, this is Pastor Betty Harris. Talking about drunk driving. Bring you to see the Prosperity Broadcast. God gave me this, show did. Joe did, drunk drivers. He tired, winding up. Trying to save somebody. My Lord, my Lord. It's bad, bad, it's bad. It's bad, it's bad, it's bad. Yes, it is. Okay. My Lord, we're going to have a song. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yeah, feel the burden. I can feel the burden. The people that had lost their loved one because of a drunk driver. Oh, yes, it's a bill of pain. It's biller, it's biller. It's hurtful. The pain is still there. Yeah, you miss your mom and your dad and your loved one. My God, my God. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Won't see him anymore. Mother Day is coming, and some of your mother was killed by a drunk driver. Oh, yes. My Lord, my Lord. We don't have a song. Praise the Lord.
Even though things don't always go my way, I've determined in my heart to always sing. I must go on in spite of the cost, or nothing would be a greater loss than not to be able to see him someday. I'm gonna see him face to face.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Isn't God good? Well, this is the seed of prosperity. Yes, I am. I'm done dealing with drunk driving alcoholism. My God, my God. Life is something that life can throw you many curves. And some of you are grieving right now. Right now, because your loved one was killed by a drunk driver. Oh, yes, oh, yes, some of y'all are. And it's a big world. It's a big world. And you ought to say it's a big continent. And there's a lot of people. Dealing with a lot of people. And my old people, some of them had loved ones that been killed by a drunk driver. Behind a wheel drunk. Not playing drunk, showing up drunk. And you know what? I might say this more than one time. Still get behind a wheel, still drinking. Still, but already to cause death already, and you still drinking behind the wheel, still drunk. Still drunk. And it's hate being something. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 55:7. That the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thought. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them and to our God. Pardon. My Lord, my Lord. God is a good God. He's a good God. Oh, my Lord. My God. He's good. Oh, let me see what I have. My God, my God. Let me see. Yes, Lord, this is that bit of us pray. Sometimes people take lightly. I don't know, take lightly. You have a loved one today because someone was driving drunk. That's not now. You don't take that lightly. My God. No, the people are grieving right now. So their loved ones been injured. If you're not dead, you've been injured real bad from a drunk driver. My Lord. And we going to take that lightly. Yeah, God tired of. He gave me this. The drunk driver. Just got to have a drink. Not once. Just got to have it. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. I don't know what. It's signs and stuff, Holy Ghost. But we're going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. Have I done anything this week, Father, that wasn't pleasing in your sight? Lord, forgive me. Have I misused somebody? Have I spoke wrong to anybody? Lord, forgive me. Clean my heart, and my heart is not where it should be. Clean my heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. Make it heart of flesh, Lord, and not heart of stone, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch me, Lord, touch me. The words that come on my lips, let it be anointed, Father, in the name of Jesus. 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 And bless my pastor. Bless my pastor wife. Raise him up even more so. Anoint him the more. Taking that place, Lord. In that high place that you got for him. Higher, Lord. In you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Down in his belly. Let it come up, Lord. The anointing. The word. In the name of those different songs you have given him. To sing, Lord. Under the anointing. That people can be blessed. That people can be delivered, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give strength to the wife. Let her be a helpmate to him, side by side, in the name of Jesus. I pray. And before I get any further, I do not own any copyright to this, any music I'm playing. I do not own the copyright to. But I thank the Lord I'm able to play. But I don't own the copyright. Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Touch the heart of those, Lord, the loved one have got. Have been hurt and injured by a drunk driver. and those that have died because of drunk driving, the loved ones. Oh, God, they are grieving right now. Mother's Day is next Sunday, Lord, and they read and their mother won't be there. Their mother won't be here for them, Lord, on Mother's Day, Father. In the name of Jesus, strengthen them, Lord. Oh, raise down the bow down head, Lord. In the name of Jesus, wipe the tears from your eyes, from their eyes, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And touch Denise, Denise, Denise. Oh, God. You know the one I'm talking about, Denise, Lord. On Facebook page, Denise, Denise. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch it, Lord. Touch it, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Touch, Lord. Those people just got to have, they just got to drink. Take the taste of liquor, that desire to drink, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Save them, feeling with your Holy Spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. Heal them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That they want to taste, take the taste from the mouth. Take the taste, take that desire from it to want to drink. To want to drink, not just one. Oh, they want to drink the whole bottle, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, take the taste from them. Take the taste out of the mouth, Lord. In the name of Jesus, take that desire to drink liquor, the alcohol. In the name of Jesus, take that desire. Take that desire. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, cirrhosis of the liver. Hear, Father. But they've been drinking so much. It's cirrhosis of the liver, Lord. Oh, I come against that. Oh, heal. Oh, let healing take place in the liver, in the liver, in the liver. Cirrhosis, Lord. They have drunken the alcohol so much, they got cirrhosis of the liver, Lord. Ah, not hot seat. Heal and deliver and set free, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let healing take place. Let healing take place over this airway. Let healing take place, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, let healing take place, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In it I see. In it I see. In it I see. In it I saw. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In it I see. In it I see. In it I see. In it I saw. Let it I see. Let it I see. Let it I saw. Hallelujah, Sunday, not that he has seen it here. Hallelujah, so in the name of Jesus, let healing take place. Let healing of the Yassi, under the Yassi, in the name of Jesus, let healing take place. Let healing take place, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yassi, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Yassi, come get migraine headaches, the river calls of it, the river calls, the river root of the migraine headache. I come against that in the name of Jesus. Satan, I come against that spirit, that migraine headache. In the name of Jesus, whatever the cause, whatever the reason, I come against it, Lord. I come against it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I touch the head. Touch that pain. Take the pain away. Take the pain away, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh, yeah. Ah, the Yasto, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, touch, Lord. Touch. Tumors. Fibroid tumor. Cancer tumor. Tumors everywhere. Tumors. Oh, dissolve tumors. Destroy tumors. Under the Yasi, in the name of Jesus. Destroy tumors, Father. In the name of Jesus. Tumors. In the Yasi. In the Yasto. In the Yasi, the Yasto. In the Yasto, in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Arthritis in the hand, in the fingers, Lord. In the joints, Lord. Under the I see, in the I saw, under the I see the knees and the hip, high. And I saw, in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Touch. High blood pressure, low blood pressure. Oh, recollect the blood pressure. Recollect the blood pressure. Father, in the name of Jesus. Ah, yeah, see, in the I saw, in the name of Jesus. High blood pressure, low blood pressure. In the IC, in the name of Jesus, back problem, heal the back, give strength to the leg, to the knees, Lord, in the name of Jesus, under the soul, in the soul, down in the ankle, Lord, oh, Lord, they're sweating in the body, they're sweating in the ankle, sweating in the leg, take the sweating away, Father, in the IC, in the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost. Under the I see, in the name of Jesus. They're sweating in the ankle. They're sweating in the legs. Ah, yeah. Glory. They're sweating in the body. All the I see. I come against it. And then I see in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Can't sleep at night. Under the I see. Let me ever sleep, whatever reason. But they can't sleep, let me ever sleep, Father. In the night, let me ever sleep at night, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. No, Lord. Oh, Lord, the change of life. Oh, the high seat. Oh, only I see. Only I see. Only I saw. In the name of Jesus. Cold feet, the feet stay cold. Only I see the blood thing. Only I see. Oh, Lord. And then I see it stay cold all the time. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord. Touch the heart. Touch the heart. Touch the heart. Touch the heart. Touch the heart, Lord. Touch the lungs. Oh, Lord. Let them be able to breathe through the lungs. Under the I see in the name of Jesus. Let them be able to breathe through the lungs, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Let them be able to breathe through the lungs. All the stomach muscles. Stomach muscles. Just the stomach. Oh, heal the stomach, the digestive system. In the name of the acid reflux. In the name of the I come against the acid reflux. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, so many ailments. So many ailments. Oh, purify the blood. Purify the blood. Oh, infirmity in the body. Infirmity. I come against an infirmity in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Yasti. In the night soul. In the night Sunday, the Yasti. Oh, some people, oh, they have problems with their feet. Some shoes to have trouble wearing shoes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Move, Holy Ghost. Move over this broadcast. Move over the airways. Oh, I'm not meant to pray. I'm not meant to pray, Father. In the name of Jesus, take control. Take control. Take control of this prayer. Take control, Father. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus, I pray. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Lord. Name of Jesus, I pray. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, life is. I said life is something. Life will throw you a curve in a minute. Praise the Lord. My Lord, my Lord. My Lord, my Lord. But I thank the Lord. I thank God. I thank God. Yes, Lord. Let the church say amen. Oh, God.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church
to what his word
says. Church say, oh, 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 lift your hands wherever you are and let the church. Let the whole church say amen.
the church say, let the church say, amen. Oh, I need you to say it when your dream's about to die. What the devil does. No, you've got a word that has come from above. Faith must be in what you say. So open your mouth and say amen today. But God, I heard him when he said it. Let the church. Let the church say,
City Prosperity Broadcast coming to you from Memphis, Tennessee. You can call me. You can call me at Post Office Box 7516-03 Memphis, Tennessee, 38175. If you want to call, I'm on live on a Sunday evening, 347-850-1971. 347-850-1971. Come on every Sunday evening, as the Lord said the same, from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Praise the Lord. Just keep on listening to me. Tell your friend to listen to me. Tell your enemy to listen to me. Tell my friend to listen to me. Tell my enemy to listen to me. I got something for me and the Holy Ghost. We got something for the Holy Ghost. Got something for that's for sure. Keep on listening. You're going to get exactly what you want to hear. Exactly your need. One thing about it, so many people are sick. I have a brain for the sick. So many people are sick in their body. No matter how saved they are, some of them are sick. So that you can do, I'm telling you, there used to be some churches you can go to, and God had used the minister to pray for the sick, and the minister to them. We need minister to. We need encouragement. That's what the gifts are for, to help one another. You know, you come to the church, and you leave the same way you came. God is not, he's not pleased with that. That's not of God. You come to church, you should have every need you got right there in that church. If you need your house paid for, if you need a gas money or whatever, it's that healing is in the church, deliverance is in the church. And I don't care what they say, we're not where we need to be. We're not where we need to be. And what's so bad about it, you get a church that, even a meeting where people have been prayed for and delivered and set free and the sick is able to get a walk. And vain walks. And you know, different things that the Holy Ghost is moving and healing takes place. Don't you know that people will come to hear you. You get on fire, people will hear you. You get on fire, people will hear you. You think people listen to my broadcast because this is a habit, this evangelist to have. No, they listen to this broadcast for their prayer. God told me I use a prayer warrior for the prayer. For the prayer. People going through. People are sick in their body. They're going through. You got to pray on the anointing. The longer you pray on the anointing, that's all you can do. Pray on the anointing. And God will do the rest. They sick. They sick. They want to wear the power. They sick. They're going through. They sick. They need to hear a word from the Lord. Our Lord, yes, We have to go in that place, that high place, in Jesus, where deliverance can take place through us, and God can use and work through us for deliverance, for deliverance, for people that need to be delivered, that need to be healed, that need to be set free. They're sick in their body. They're sick. They're sick. All kinds of ailments, all kinds of sickness. They sick. You can't heal everybody, but then by no one thing, God will use you to heal some. Just heal the one that God wants you to heal. That's all you required to. You're supposed to heal the whole world, but just who God wants you to heal. That's all. Just do your part. We all got a part to do for the Lord. We all got a part. You can't pray for everybody. And Lord, God's not going to work through you to heal everybody. Oh, but some people, they will get healed. They will be delivered. Yeah, you get tired. You get tired. Yeah, I know the drill. I know the drill. I know what needs to be. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, we're going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, get a hold of this broadcast. In the name of Jesus, set it on fire in the Holy Ghost, Father. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, get a hold of me, Lord. Speak through me, Lord. Touch me, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let healing take place. Let deliverance take place, Father. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. It's so many ailments, so much sickness, so much infirmity in the people's body, Lord. In the name of Jesus. You can weep day and night, Lord. So many people sick, Lord. They sick, they sick. They need healing, they need healing, they need healing, they need healing. In the name of Jesus, they need healing. They need healing. They need healing. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, work through me. Speak through me, Lord. Pray through me, Father. In the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Touch. Touch. And I see. In the name of Jesus. Touch, Jesus. Touch. No. In the name of Jesus. 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 Touch the mind. Touch the mind, Lord. Touch the mind. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, clear the mind up. Clear the mind, Father, in the name of Jesus. So Holy Ghost, move. Move. Touch the mind. Touch the mind. In the name of Jesus, nose, ears, and throat, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let healing take place, Lord. Let healing take place, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Bronchitis and joints and pain in the joints, and Lord Jesus, and the lungs, Lord, I can't breathe, the silence problem, in the name of Jesus, hay fever problem, in the name of Jesus, allergies problem, in the name of Jesus, heal, Father, in the name of Jesus, pain in his body, pain, Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, pain in the body. Oh, purify the blood. Oh, clear the blood, Lord. Purify the blood, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch, Lord. Move down that body. You made the body. You know what the body needs. You know what to do. Oh, Lord. Holy Ghost, go down the body, Lord. And touch, Holy Ghost. Touch. Every place that needs to be touched. Touch, Holy Ghost. Under the sound of my voice. Touch, Lord. Touch. That alcoholic, that touch his body, touch his mind, his thought, Father, in the name of Jesus. The reason he got to drink, the baby calls to him, I come against the very root of the alcoholic problem, in the name of Jesus. The baby root of it, I come against it in the name of Jesus. In the last soul. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Oh, God. My Lord. Oh, Jesus. My Lord. Oh, God is so good. God is so good. Yes. You need to shake yourself loose. Let me pray this. Shake yourself loose. My Lord.
Oh, yeah. in the Bible days when men begin to pray. Those walls will start to shake in. Those chains will start to break.
Shake yourself loose. Praise the Lord. On this first Sunday in May 2022, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. Pray for the Seed of Prosperity Ministry. Pray for your evangelist, Betty Harris. I need your prayer. I need your prayer. Ah, glory. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need your prayer. I need your prayer. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Need a word from the Lord.
From above, we Bishop Kenneth Mole stood on his feet, and he sang these words, and they came straight from the Lord to me. He said, your ladder
Lord, let me see. Oh, God is good. Yes, my Lord. Oh, my Lord, God is good. God is good. Oh, my Lord. Oh. Yes. Colossians 3:13. It says, "Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you." You have to forgive that drunk driver. You have to forgive. You have to forgive. It's all forgiveness too. You have to ask the Lord to forgive you, to forgive them. Oh, my Lord. My Lord, my Lord. My Lord, my Lord. Forgiveness. We got to forgive. Oh, my Lord. God is a good God. Yes, I'm talking about drunk driving, alcoholism. Yes, Lord, drunk driving. Like I said, too, you never know who you're riding beside. That person be just as drunk as I don't know what. We need to pray. When we're driving up and down these streets, you get in your car, you don't ask the Lord to shield you, protect you, or nothing. You just get on out. Just get in the car and do your own thing. You need to ask the Lord to shield and protect us. And by the grace of God, some of us haven't been hurt and haven't been killed because of drunk drivers. They were out there. Drunk drivers out there. Don't you ever think of drunk drivers not out there. They are out there driving up and down these streets, up and down these expressways. They are drunk. They driving up and down these expressway. And we don't acknowledge the Lord. We just drive. And by the grace of God that you hadn't run into an accident with one of those drunk drivers. It's scary. It's bad enough. You got to deal with the drunk driver. Got to deal with the one on drugs. My Lord. It's just something. One of these holidays like Christmas and New Year and 4th of July. And Memorial Day, all these major holidays, you better look out, hon. By the grace of God, you still in the land of living. These folks crazy out here. Come down. I be coming home from work. So many times, the Lord, take me home. He didn't protect me. Take me home. Folks be driving so fast and just driving. Crazy. Y'all know what I'm talking about. My God, don't let it be raining. You can't have see the line in the street. The line, and it's raining pouring down. Oh, Lord, help me. And they driving, and they be driving fast. Someone driving fast. You know, some of these drunk drivers, they drive fast. They drive so fast. And it's pouring down, raining. Ooh, you can't hear and see as it is. The rain is pouring down, and the street's wet, and you can't hear and see all these bright lights shining in your face, you know. Ooh, ah. You can't see where you're going half the time. You have to put your foot on brake to try to, so you can get to see what's going on. I'm telling you too now. It's raining. It's drunk driving. He's driving. You know, driving next to you, behind you, on the side of you, and you don't know it. You just driving. You know, some of y'all be bopping and this and that, and some of y'all just got your mind on everything but Jesus. And ask the Lord to help you, to shield you, and take you home. Yeah, oh, you just take things for granted. And don't know your life is at stake. Because that drunk driver right now gets a drunk, that's a drunk, what they call a sloppy drunk. Elsie Howell. My God. Get in this car. Ask the Lord to shield you, protect you. Don't take nothing for granted. When you get in your car in the morning time going to work or you're going to church, ask the Lord to shield you, protect you. Each time you get in your car. Each time you get out of your car and get in your house, ask the Lord to shield you, protect you. That devil right there, some people be attacked right in their driveway. In the driveway. My God, let's be for real. Let's be for real, people. Let's be for real. It takes Jesus by the grace of God. And we take things for granted, and we don't want to serve, and we want to do our own thing. We want to party. That devil is driving right beside you. Shoot. My Lord, yeah, I'm talking about drunk driving alcoholism. They just got to have a drink. Just got to have it. Morning, noon, and night. Just got to have it. Drink so much that when you, the next day, that's why some people don't go to work. They got hangovers. Some people can't go to work because they got hangovers. Some people lost their job because they had hangovers and weren't able to go to work. Talk to me. I'm telling you, this is life. Yeah, I'm telling you the truth. That hangover won't go to work. You can't go to work. You got a hangover. My Lord, your eyes are all red and everything. Oh, Jesus. Can't go to work looking like that. Well, you know. But that'd be after 4th of July. Oh, 4th of July and Labor Day and Christmas and New Year. Oh, my Lord. Oh, 4th of July, they really, remember all these major holidays, Memorial Day. But all these major holidays, they be ready. Oh, God. But they don't be ready to serve the Lord. They don't be ready to give their life to the Lord. They won't be ready to party. All this drinking and going on. You tell me people start drinking and get loud and everything. And you get a group of people drunk, they're not going to be quiet now. They're gonna be loud. They get loud. Some people get loud when they start drinking. You're right. Some people have parties too. The neighbor has to call the police on it sometimes. They get, you know, they be so loud. Don't care. Just get loud. They just get loud. The part of the devil make him loud. And here we go to church, don't even praise the Lord. And that devil out there, when he get a little high, get a little lick at him. He talk loud and everything. You can't make him be quiet. He's loud. You get when you go to church, you want everything to be quiet. No, God, I mean, but to be quiet. The devil people in these games and everything, they don't be quiet. They look at you and look, and those in the team that's playing, if you up there and you don't say nothing and you quiet, they think something wrong. They want you to holler, yeah, whatever, yes. I'm talking about alcohol, drunk driving, alcoholism. My Lord. Shoot. Life is something. It ain't. Life isn't pretty. It's rough. You got to have Jesus. It's rough. My God. It's rough. All everything. What's going on? My Lord. Oh, my Lord. Yeah, all kinds of stuff going on. Which in your household, on your job, in your church. My Lord. Yeah, I'm talking about drunk driver. Yeah. And then he had nerve to be on the phone, too. Don't forget that now. Come in drunk and on the phone. Oh, my Lord. Yeah, on the phone. Isn't that something? The devil is not playing. The devil is not playing. Don't you think he does? He does not. Jump. Oh, and then they try to justify. Hey, some people can't hold a liquor. You know you can't hold that liquor. You cannot hold liquor. And some people can hold it, and some can't. When you find out they can't hold it, really in the bad shape. Okay, Galatians 3:13, I'll read that again. bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you have a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. Let the wicked forsake their ways, and this is Isaiah 55:7. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them and to our God, for he will freely pardon. My God, my God. Yes. But you know what? That drunk driver been already been convicted of one crime whatever they call it in the law terminology. And then they get in, they get another accident and kill somebody else. Oh God. You know, you don't want to have loved ones here. We want, you know, our friends. We want our friends. We don't want our friends to be, it's bad enough to be killed anyway. You don't have accidents, you know, people driving anyway bad. But these drunk drivers. And stay behind the wheel. Stay behind the wheel. No, don't want nobody to drive you. I die, no. I'm gonna get to fighting over the keys. That's why during the Christmas time and New Year, they had designated drivers. It'd be all on the new numbers you can call, or you people can take you home. Show you how serious that is. Folks' life at stake. I don't want to be hit by a drunk driver, and neither do you. And your loved one. Yeah, they had designated drivers during the Christmas holidays. I think they start Thanksgiving, Christmas holiday, and New Year. So they know there's going to be some drunk drivers. They know. The police department know. You're going to be drinking. You're going to be drunk. And you're going to be behind the wheel. We all know that. No, we know that. People gonna be drinking behind the wheel. Some folks said, no, let me get in. These folks crazy out here. So they driving like crazy. They drunk. Let me get in the house. Let me get home. Or wherever you have to go, you want to get there. So they out there. These holidays, these drunk drivers, they out there. In the street. They won't stay home now. They're not going to stay at home now. We're going to this party. They have to get to another party. They're going to another party. Oh. My Lord. That goes for the women's and the men's too. Driving. And drunk. And had too much to drink. My Lord. Yes. Yes, it's bad. It's bad. And it's just, what about the people that the drunk driver had killed and then maimed? And you know, they've been injured for life. They've been hurt for life. It'll be pain till the day they die. Be in pain. This company. Oh, my Lord. It's a mess. Time out for that. Time out. Oh, my Lord. Let me see. Yes, Yes, Lord. My God, my God. God is good. God is good all the time. God's a good God. Oh, Lord, he's so merciful. He's a merciful God. We're going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, for your goodness, for your mercy. Oh, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, people that tune me in and listen to me, heal their body, touch them. Let them feel your anointing. Let them feel your power, Lord. Oh, speak through me, Lord. Anoint the words that come out of my lips, Lord. Anoint me to pray the type of prayer you want me to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Anoint me to pray the right prayer, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch their body. Touch their body, Lord. They're in pain, all kinds of discomfort, Lord. All kinds of problems in the body, from the tongue, from the crown of the head to the sole of the feet. That's problems. Somebody got problems. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, touch their body. Let healing take place. Let your anointing touch their body, Lord. Lord, Holy Ghost, touch the body in the name of Jesus. In the name of any type of infirmity, I come against in the name of Jesus. Father, you heal all kinds of diseases, all kinds of sickness, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, touch the people that tune me in. Touch the people that have a problem. Touch the people that are going through sickness in their body, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, touch their ailment, whatever ailment they have, Father. I don't know, Jesus, but you know. You know, Jesus, you know. Holy Ghost, you know, and you move in that behalf, Father, in the name of Jesus, touch the eyes, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, Jesus, take control of this broadcast, take control, Holy Ghost, take control, touch the people's body, touch their body, Lord. Give strength to the body and let healing take place in the name of Jesus. Whatever healing they need, Lord, let the healing take place, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch their body, Holy Ghost. Touch. In the name of Jesus, touch their body. Touch their body, Father, in the name of Jesus. You made him. You made the body. You know the ailment, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You know what they're going through with. You know the aches and the pain, where they are, Lord. You know every joint, every muscle, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. You know about the blood. You know about the heart. You know about the eyes. You know about the ears. You know about the back, the hip joint. Oh, hip operations and knee operations. You know, and blood clot. Some get the different blood clots coming in the body. Some getting blood clots, Father, in the name of Jesus. Dissolve the blood clots, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord, touch. Under the eyes, see, touch, Lord. Ah, not a hot soul. In the name of Jesus. Oh, that fever, bring the fever down. Bring the fever down. In the name of Jesus. Regulate the fever. Bring it down, Lord, to normal. In the name of Jesus. Oh, la ha see. In the name of Jesus. Oh, to the eyes, son, to the eyes, see. In the eyes, see, to the eyes, see. Touch the body, Lord. In the eyes, not a hot yeah. In the name of Jesus, touch. Oh, let it flow, let it flow, Lord. Let it flow, Holy Ghost, flow. Let it flow, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let it go in the atmosphere, Lord, in the name of Jesus. On the sound of my voice, move. Holy Ghost, move. In the eyes, see, in the name of Jesus. Oh, whatever problem they have, in the name of Jesus, touch them, Lord. Touch the mind. In the name of Jesus, see. In the soul. In the name of Jesus, set free. In the name of Jesus, move on the finance, Lord. In the name of Jesus, move on the foreclosure notice. Put on the eviction notice. In the name of Jesus, give job. Yeah, nah, see. Oh, yeah, see. Oh. Get on no debt, Lord. A free debt, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, let them have a way out of those heavy duty debts, Father. In the name of Jesus, make a clear path for those debts to be dissolved, Father. in the name of Jesus. Give new houses. Give houses, Lord. Give apartment. Give townhouses in the name of Jesus. People want a house. They want a house. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, move on those jobs, Lord. Move on the job. Move on the job. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, see. Ah, yes, darling. Oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless, bless, bless. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. My Lord, my Lord. He's so good. He's so good. He's not good. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
Yes, I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Sometimes I think about the things you have done for me. How you washed away all my sins, set my spirit free. Then I look back on my life, I haven't always done right. Still your goodness and mercy follows me every day of my life. I believe I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. When I thought about giving up, you said trust in me. If you hold on and faint now, keep your faith in me. Lord, you don't see me like I am. You see me like I'm gonna be. So I believe I'll run on, see what the end's gonna be. Hallelujah, I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Hallelujah, too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror. Too close to the mirror. Too close to the mirror to see what you see.
Oh, God. God is so good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My Lord, my Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, you're talking about drunk driver. Do you know a drunk, do you know any drunk driver? Are you a drunk driver yourself? Are you an alcoholic? My Lord. I'm just talking I'm just talking in the wind. Just ain't talking. Am I talking your sense, or is this? Am I off track? Am I off track? My God, my God. God, it's time. My Lord, my Lord. Yeah. Always. Yeah. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch the drunk drivers out there. Save them, Lord. Take the taste of alcohol, that desire to want to drink from their lips, from their mind. In the name of Jesus. Taste from this. Taste. Take the taste from them, Father. Name of Jesus. Save them. Save them. Save them. The alcoholic spirit, in the name of Jesus, just got to have a drink, in the name of whatever the problem, whatever the reason, what they have to drink, take the desire, Father, in the name of Jesus, that habit of drinking, in the name of Jesus, take away, some of them can't hold a liquor, they can't hold a liquor, in the name of Jesus, save them, talk to them, deal with them, Holy Ghost, deal with them, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Be with the joke, the dope addict. Take the desire to want to smoke, want some drugs. Take the desire from them, the taste, in the name of Jesus. Get a hold of these drug dealers. Yes. Say to them, take your hands off. Use them for your glory. Use them in the ministry for you, Father, instead of the devil using them for his ministry, for his glory. Use them for your glory, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch them. And Lord, wherever my nephew is, let us hear from my nephew, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch him wherever he is, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch him, work things out, whatever the condition, whatever situation. Move, Holy Ghost, move in that situation right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And let us hear from him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch. Move, touch the heart, touch his heart, touch his mind. Don't let him rest till he call home, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And many more, Lord, they need to call home to their loved ones. Need to let them know they're in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus, touch, Lord. It's so much. Move, intervene, Lord, intervene. Holy Ghost, intervene, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Jesus, yonder I see. Oh, yeah, it's so much to pray for. So much, so many problems, so many situations that need praying for in the name of Jesus. Oh, come in that marriage. The marriage plot to break up. The devil want to get in that marriage. Oh, bring that marriage back together again. Oh, heal the wounds. Raise down the bow down head. Wipe the tears from the eyes. Oh, God. Heal the broken heart. The broken heart, Lord. The harsh word talking to each other. Trusting and fighting one another in the name of Jesus. Bring peace and bring harmony in that marriage, Father, in the marriage. Get a hold to the children, unruly, don't want to obey, trusting the mama out, trusting the daddy out, trusting the grandparents out in the name of Jesus. Save them in the name of Jesus. Get a hold to them, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Ah, yes, Lord. My Lord, my Lord. My Lord, my Lord. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. My Lord, my Lord. Oh. Oh, God.
Yes, Lord. I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like it's cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright?
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up.
How much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
I smile, even though I hurt the eye, smile. I know God is working, so I smile.
you do.
I'll smile.
Come on and
smile.
God is good. God is good. Yeah. Getting with drunk driving. You know a drunk. You know some drunk driver. Are you one of the drunk driver? Get behind the wheel. No getting where you drunk. And you don't want nobody to drive the car for you. And you know when you're drinking too much. No, you got to drive. And you just drink. My Lord. We have to learn. My Lord. Oh, yes, Lord.
There
everybody's life when you're troubled and don't know what to do. Put Jesus by your side and let him be your guide. He's the one to hold on to.
He'll be the light of the world.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning me in. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Uh-huh. I think everything is going to be all right. Let me see.
Like he said he would.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Tapes, I got to get some new tapes. I thank the Lord for, y'all, thank you, Lord, for, I can't play some, but, you know, they give you, I give me to get some more tapes. It's hard to find a record tape now, a record play, a record store. They get some new tapes.
Lean on me. Lean on me. It's a wonderful thing to have somebody to lean on. Roll a heart. Days ago, I was trying to find somebody that was leaning on the Lord. Do me good to serve my Jesus. I wonder what about you tonight? Seems like to me I can hear his voice saying, lean on me when you're not strong.
Yes, Lord, I need somebody, you know, Jesus. Oh, my. Gonna do power in the blue. Part of it. I'd like to get power to
I'm
Yes, I like the first part of the second part. It messed up on me, but I thank the Lord. Okay, praise the Lord. This is, thanks, Betty Harry. You, Sam, you write me to Post Office Box. Write me. In my Post Office Box, 751603. Memphis, Tennessee, 381-75. Post Office Box, 751603. Memphis, Tennessee, 381-75. I got a Cash App. It's Sis Christ. S-I-S-C-H-R-I-S-T. S-I-S-C-H-R-I-S-T. That's my Cash App. God is good. I thank the Lord for this opportunity to pray. We need prayer. I need prayer. You all need prayer. You're going through. You need praying. You need prayer. Or you can reach up and read prayer so God, the Holy Ghost, can touch you. You need prayer. You're going through all kinds of problems. My God, you need Jesus. My Lord, let me pray. Tell you too. Yes, Lord. Tomorrow. Oh, yeah. Need to pray. Oh, need to. Yeah, need to pray. Yesterday, I like to pray. Yes, your last kid yesterday. Yes, Lord.
Trust you, or I may as well.
Because somebody get tired of crying. Said you laid tear yesterday. Give it to the Lord. Give it to the Lord. Give it to the Lord. You trying to hold it on to all these things. Yeah. You got drunk driver husband. Yes, he's drunk driver wife. Drunk driver children. My God, these teenagers, they driving drunk. They drunk driver. My God. Running stop sign, running four-way stop sign, running the red light, killing folks left and right, laughing. I mean, joyriding, drunk, on drugs. My God. And somebody loved one right now in the grave. They in the grave because of drunk driver. They in the grave. His heart is hurting and wounding, and Mother's Day is coming up. Next Sunday is Mother's Day. May is Mother's Day. I think it's May the 8th. We're talking Sunday, May. Mother's Day. Somebody's going to be crying. So they miss a mama, drunk driver. Miss a auntie, drunk driver. Miss a grandmama, drunk driver. Miss a children, drunk from drunk drivers. Yeah, it's a hurting thing. It hurt. It's a hurting thing. This drunk driver, use the alcohol, it's something. Drunk drivers. So many thousands of drunk drivers killing people. You know you had too much to drink. Why you didn't stop? You know when you getting too. You know when you start feeling that funny feeling. You don't stop drinking. They keep on drinking, and then stack out the club or out wherever you are. Get behind the wheel. Driving, bumping into cars and poles and stuff, and benches and stuff. Drunk driver. Yes, Lord. He gave me this drunk driver. Get behind the steering wheel. You know you got to drive. Why you want to get drunk behind the steering wheel? And sometimes people don't need a whole lot. One or two drinks, they ready to, they just a drunk. Some people, shoot, they got to get them almost a whole bottle, a half a bottle. They won't stop. It's free. Just keep on drinking. Then some of y'all out with them laughing and grinning. I need clubs and stuff. Just drinking. And then you tell them, getting mad. The drunk, you get mad, cussing one another out, cussing some person out because they tell you you don't need it anymore. Clown or why? Clown. Get out there. Driving fast. And most of them, these drunk drivers, they drive fast. They don't drive slow. They be driving kind of fast. Whoa. Mm-mm. My Lord, yeah. People, they like gonna be messed up for life because their loved one gone. The husband, the daddy, the granddaddy, grandmama, cousin, the friends, the church member. It's bad. Yes, it's bad. And you don't do it one time, you know. You keep on being behind the wheel, drunk, just drunk now, not just taking one or two. Still, but you drunk, and you know you drunk. But let's say you tell them, man, you too drunk. You drunk. No, I'm not drunk. But then they say, I'm not drunk. And just a drunk is I don't know what. Just a drunk. Oh, Jesus. Oh, laying out on the floor, on the street, you know. My God. This is bad. My Lord. You think it's rough. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch these drunk drivers. Save them, Lord. Save them. Take the taste out of their mouth. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Save them, Lord. Touch them. Touch, Father, in the name of Jesus. These drunk drivers, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. They better stop that. Oh, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. They're going the wrong way on the street, on the express. They're going the wrong way. Oh, God. Head on collision with another car. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch him, Lord. Save him. Anybody I see and I saw in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Drunk driver, those on the sound of my voice. Oh, God. Take the taste of alcohol on the, from the lips, from the mouth, from the desire to even drink alcohol anymore, any type of liquor. In the name of Jesus. 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 Touch him, Lord. Touch. Say them, take your hands off. Take your hands off. In the name of Jesus, out of your sea, in and our soul. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, get a hold to these drunk drivers, Father. Under your sea, say them, take your hands off. Take your hands off. Oh, go touch their heart, touch their mind, touch their body, Lord. In and our sea, in the name of Jesus. 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 Oh, God, touch him, touch him. From the crown of the head to the sole of the feet. Don't let them be the same anymore. On the sound of my voice, don't let them be the same, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Those that have been loved ones been killed by a drunk driver. Oh, heal the wound. Heal the wound. Give them, let them have a forgiving heart, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Give strength to the weary. Give strength to the weary, Father. Give strength to the weary. As they go off the air, give strength to the weary. Oh, meet the financial need. Meet them, lift the burden. Lift the burden. Lift the burden. Those animals sound boys. Lift the burden in the name of Jesus. Set free, Lord. Set free. Give peace of mind. Peace of mind, Father. Give peace of mind in the sea. In the name of Jesus, give peace of mind. Give peace of mind. Father, in the name of Jesus. Set free, set free. Higher. Glory, glory, glory. I give you an honor. I give you the praise, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, I thank you. This afternoon, I thank you, Lord, I thank you. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Oh, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Oh, God. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh.